Well, g'day everybody and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. Completely packed for work in the weekend, this podcast is brought to you by the new Mazda BT50 SP, the complete package. Today, it's the slightly delayed 6 points for the week. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, please do that. Give us a rating, give us a review and hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at Hardball Gets AFL. All right, let's get stuck in. This is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name's Nick Rinn. Joined today
by Xavier Fart? That's disgusting.
That was you,
Nick.
Moving the thing, mate.
That's disgusting.
Or was that not you moving the boom? Did you let rip?
What were you doing? No, I just lifted the level up a couple of inches. That. Yeah. Sorry about that.
It's funny, you know, your kids farting is just funny.
So at my 1 year old, we'll say it now. Fart. Burp. Can't say my name. Can't say his own name. But can identify a fart. Good on you.
Yeah, my almost three came up to the bed this morning, just went, good morning. Big let rip. What was that? It was a fart.
Yeah, no, they're wild.
It's great.
We'll move on. But so, yeah, I tweeted something the other day when I was, so Ted, our 3 year old, still needs me to help wipe him.
All right.
Have you gone the wiping stage?
Yeah, and she wipes herself. Sometimes needs a bit of a polish.
Yeah. So that's where we're at. Anyway, I went in to do the polish on Ted the other day and he goes, Dad, this one could be a shower job. And he jumped in the shower. Yeah, it was a shower job.
Good to realise it. Oh, he assesses the situation, anyway, makes a decision.
Election tomorrow, Nick.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Do you still get sport on the back page of the paper?
No, we buried about 3 pages deep in a wrap.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be us for the next few days, I reckon.
Right.
Yeah, I've got to get in early too. I
thought it was a bit weird that you were handing out pamphlets to the Australian United Party.
Yeah, I don't think so.
What do you mean?
I don't think so.
Why do you hide your colours like that?
I don't think that's for me.
Oh, mate, you were loud and proud in Subiaco today when I was in there voting.
How are they going to go to the UAP, you reckon?
Actually, I must say, have you voted yet?
No.
So you just
Which was an error, because I thought I had more time.
You'd just fill in the top line, wouldn't you?
I'm generally above the line with the Senate one.
Yeah. I had a look at below the line. Very quickly went back up for the top.
Yeah, it's a big commitment. You just want to get in and out.
Yeah, I was in and out so quickly.
I made an error, yeah. I thought I had more time tomorrow, but now
What's
I'm covering
tomorrow?
For someone.
Oh, working.
Yeah, so I've got like an hour before work to get into the polls.
Oh, that's easy. Easy done.
Should be all right.
Yeah, no stress there. Go to the double view one.
Very first election I ever voted in.
Yeah.
I'd had a very big night.
Oh, yeah.
Like a very big night. And my stepmother had to wake me up at about 4:35 and rush me down the road to vote before the polls
Jeez.
Came.
Jeez. Have you ever missed a vote?
No, never missed one. That was the closest I came. That was the first one. So I've been uphill from there.
I missed my first one just because I got anxious about my address was Country Victoria and I was living in the city and I was like, I can't vote. I need to be at home. No, I just didn't realise that, you know.
Just have a book.
I didn't realise this other. I thought I had to vote in my area.
It's like what? Joseph and Mary back in the day having to go back to
Jerusalem.
Get on the donkey and go back to Jerusalem to cast your vote. Apologies everyone for the ordering this week and the delays in the episode.
Oh, right. It made me feel bad. My grandpa died. Sorry, mate.
That's
old bastard. You're just trying to survive and now
I was talking about
now he's no good. You've just rubbed it in on me.
I was talking about the Monday to the Tuesday. Yeah. That was my fault.
There you go. Yeah,
and we are sorry.
I apologise profusely. How outrageous he didn't pick a Saturday or a Sunday.
Tuesday was me. Because all my childcare's gone with COVID, but they'll be getting out now.
Right. So you found yourself in the situation I found myself in the last little bit.
Yeah.
Where nannies are done and
everybody, you've got no support and you really recognise it. Yeah. I would hate to think of those people living in like a city with no family with kids. I don't know how they do it.
I just left Jack Redden's joint and I look at him and Emma and the kids are going to Broome. In 2 or 3 weeks for a week. So I get little breaks, which is great. Maybe I get 4 or 5 a year where I get a week off and Em goes with the kids during footy season or whatever.
Yeah.
With her family. Redo and Amy, they don't have anybody.
Yeah.
So
and then he'll go on away trips every other week.
So I'm like, mate, how good. Em's away next week or 2 weeks. What are we doing? Let's bloody get going. Let's start. Oh, yeah, mate, I've got 2.5 kids, like, I'm pretty sure I won't be doing what you're thinking we're going to be doing. Anyway.
So we'll get into, I don't even know what round it is.
Approaching round 10.
There you go. So the general format on a Friday. So we should be back on schedule next week. I think most of us are pretty. Yeah. But then me or Ryan will go down. So touch wood.
How have you not had it?
Don't know.
Do you know what they say if you haven't had it?
What?
No friends.
No.
A loser. Actually, I did think you were a loser yesterday. So I didn't know you. I was up in your offices yesterday.
Oh, yeah,
just doing a few bits and pieces. And I was standing and I could only see this bald noggin. I couldn't see I could half forehead up. That's all I had. And I was like, who's this knob in the bloody zone office space, like acting better than everyone else?
It was me.
It was you. Yeah. It's a pretty bougie office, isn't it?
It's not bad. I used to have a better view. Then we changed the floor. So the first one I got in when I got this job was, because we were here at all hours, you always get a nice sunset through the windows.
Ah.
Now I just got the indoor atrium. But still,
they're doing
it's nice
that up. A bit of,
yeah, I don't know what they're doing there.
I said, what are you doing in there to the people here? Hiding some bodies. Good one. You haven't done that one before.
All right, well, let's crack in with six things for the week. Mm-hmm. So first of all, first point, and it's been talked about all week, and the question I want to ask you is, do you care about the AFL Grand Final start time?
Yeah, I actually do.
You do? It's a thing for you?
A little bit different being here in WA because the time slot's...
Yeah, it doesn't... Yeah,
but you're not catering for... They're not catering for Western Australia.
This is a Melbourne decision,
and that's
right?
Just bad luck.
Yeah.
And South Australia and Sydney and Brisbane.
Yeah.
Traditional time slot, 2:30. I know I say 2:10. It's 2:30, kickoff, bang, let's get it done. 6 o'clock, get the snags on the barbie, you're half full, and you enjoy the day.
Yeah, okay.
And so what time would the game start? 5:36 if it was a twilighter?
Yeah, 4:30 I think was the one they've
4:30 they floated it, okay.
Yeah, because I've never been to an MCG grand final where I wasn't working.
Yeah, I was arguing with Basil today about it, right? And he goes, but what about the twilight? It works so well at Optus.
Oh,
I said, half time, mate, you couldn't see anybody on the field because it didn't work.
Yeah,
all their floggers didn't work.
I do remember that.
So, no, it didn't work.
I think for the people, I'm not sure they got that for anyone watching at home. I think they just avoided them with the camera shots.
Yeah.
But half the rows of lights didn't work.
I had to turn my hearing aid up to know what was going on. Is that Birds of Tokyo out there? I can't actually see anybody.
but I do
like tradition, mate.
So what is it? What's the general flow of the day if you're just going as a punter in Melbourne to the MCG? Like, what is it? How's the day pan out for you?
Well, last grand final I went to, I got home at 6 a.m. in the morning, then lined up for my MCC ticket at 6:30 in the morning. Then went and had an hour of sleep, then went back to the footy, then went home to bed because it was a shocking game.
Okay, that's
really
a great day.
Put a hole right in myself, but no, like typically, and I don't want to sound like a flog, which I will, MCC member.
Yeah.
If I didn't get one on the ballot, I'll get there early. Get in, maybe get there at 6, line up, get your ticket.
How quickly does that go?
What, the line?
Yeah.
I think they open at 9 or something. So you're there for a good 3 hours or 4 hours or something. But people are experienced at it now, like deck chairs, send someone to do the coffee order.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot. But I just think, so take that out. Midday or 11 o'clock, get together somewhere. Mum and dad have a place just around the corner. So go there. Anyone that we know or from our area would always meet at Mum and Dad's house.
Gotcha.
Get on the beers, wander over the footy, and then everyone knew come back to our place after. It was great. And it may be just my personal experiences, but also all my schoolmates were there.
Yeah, right.
A lot of the time. No, I love traditional time slot. Don't give me that nighttime stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
Think of the kids, mate. I still remember 2001, James Heard, loved Essendon, and how devastated I was in 2001.
Yeah.
Kids need to live through that. Don't leave it late so they're in bed.
Don't hide their feelings.
Don't let mum and dad give them the option to put them to bed. It's you sit there and watch it to the end.
Yeah, see, I mean, I've had it over, obviously, most of it has been when I've been watching just for the sake of watching it and not working. It's been over here, and it's been down at the footy club at 11, start to have a couple of beers.
It's early
game
here.
Game starts 12:30. Yeah. And so you're absolutely flying, and then you go out, and it's been that's been a good pace.
Yeah.
As I get older. No, because you still want to get it works almost better sometimes with 12.
No. Nah. Give me the 2:30 and be in Victoria. That's the only way to do a grand final. Mm.
Yeah.
It's like watching the Melbourne Cup from Perth. No, just every now and then you need to be in Melbourne.
Hit the siren on that one, I reckon.
There we go.
Perfect. Anthony McDonald, Tip and Woody.
Kicking footies.
One of the great footy songs.
Did you watch the retirement speech?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it yet either. There's vision that just came out then with him out in front of The great. Team, two things I learned. Michael Hurley's still on the list.
Yeah.
He was sitting in the front row.
Was that a hip that he had surgery and then got sick?
Yeah, and look, he's been a good player, 126 games.
Yeah, it was one of the best things about Essendon for a long time.
Yeah, it was good to watch.
Yeah, good to tune in.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I thought it was when we played back line a little bit, might have been the drug saga. He was down back, definitely. And then went forward where he played his best football.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I was a little bit like, I don't think he's that good. Early days.
Mm.
There's a lot of flash with the hair and how good. But then he went forward and did some spectacular things. Yeah. No, he was
very good. Small
the forward. Story, too, when you learnt the story, moving away, everything. Great story. Unfortunate outcome, because I would love to have seen him play longer.
Mm-hmm.
126 games. You feel like he could have got to 226. Like, he was sort of right. He's right in his sweet spot now for footy. Mm. So he's. What was the reason? Just fell out of love with the game. Is he going somewhere? What's he doing?
No, you know, he was away for personal reasons for a long time.
Yeah,
I think it was just
done.
Whatever's going, he's just done.
But is there a community or something that he's going to move back to, or is it a?
I'm not sure. You're kind of doing the research.
So. No, it's great. I'm a big fan of him, which is almost like a throw straight into Indigenous round.
Yeah, just about. But it's just so they need a lot of things, Essendon, but they could also use that player.
Oh, they need him. Yeah, and he is one that's tough.
Mm.
Like he has that Surioli punch to him where he can lay a player out and you go, wow, wait, that was hard. Or he can run you down and has that speed and power and everything like that. So they do need him. What sort of money would have he been on?
Oh, I don't think he would have been on too much. What, 250, 300?
No, way more.
400, 600?
But the average wage is what, 400, 350?
Has it gone up to that already?
Yeah, okay. And he's their most marketable player.
Yeah, but they got a lot of money going through that midfield with people they brought across, which makes me think that it's not spread to
maybe wrong timing for him. Dylan Shield would have been taking a lot. Devin Smith would have been taking a lot.
Yeah, and even, sorry, Devin Smith.
There was all that sort of stuff going on. But yeah.
There we go, okay. What have we got?
He said, the club and my teammates have been extremely supportive throughout my whole career, but I feel really happy to be moving on to the next chapter of my life now. I'm ready for life beyond football. And originally, I think it was personal reasons.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he left round 21 last season for personal reasons. He hasn't played in AFL at AFL level since. So.
Yeah. Thank you. It's a new level of professionalism.
That was great reading, too.
I know.
That was fantastic. If that was me... He went a personal, wrong line. he's just not playing footy anymore, guys. That's all I got for you.
Clean the glasses.
Yeah. No, there you go. So, disappointing. Disappointing, but he'd had enough.
We will go into Indigenous round.
Yeah.
Dreamtime back at the G this year. Last year, we had all the big ones over here.
So there was talk that this game was going to be moved because of the election.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
I remember that now.
I'm looking forward to seeing the eyes on the screen numbers.
You'll have it. It's a great chance to flick back and forth because really, like...
I won't be flicking at all.
You should be on the footy, but people who want to pay attention to the election, like, it's a great flick back and forth.
I'm joking coverage, a little bit. I will be watching a bit of both, yeah.
Yeah, the election coverage is good to dip in and out of.
It's like the Olympics. I have no interest in athletics, but the Olympics come around.
Yeah.
And I feel like Monageti, like... You're into it. It's like the Australian Open. You know, I hate tennis, but I love watching the Australian Open. The election, I've got no interest in it, but I'll watch it.
You've
got
to watch it and then see when Anthony Green calls it. Of course, that's if you're going to flick over from 7, which you probably won't.
I think we're going to put it through the Channel 7 blender or something.
Yeah.
ABC to 7, that's how it works.
That's it, the dual screen. If you're really worried about Anthony Green, watch the dual screen or the triple screen. So you got 7, mate, for the dream time.
Yeah. If you've got 3 TVs, you can have one on
ABC. Yeah, it's fine. Doesn't everyone have 3 TVs
just
in the
for
same
the election.
Room? Yeah, your tablet, you got your phone.
So, okay, Indigenous round. And you don't want to. Which Indigenous players brought you the most joy? We've got 2 or 3.
I love watching, Buddy.
Yeah.
I think Buddy's one of my favourite footballers ever. Keeping in mind, I only came into this in, 1998?
Yeah.
Stephen Hill, I loved
what love Stephen Hill, yeah.
About it. And who'd be the next one? Isaac Rankine.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Fair call.
Not quite. He's got a bit of work to do, Isaac, but I do love
him.
He's in the top 10.
An honourable mention.
Yeah.
I'm with. So just a couple of... Everyone's going to say Bud or whatever.
Yeah.
So a couple that may slip through. Brownlow medalist Gavin Wangadine as a kid, being an Essendon supporter. Absolutely love. Chance Bateman. at Hawthorn was exceptional to me as a person, but also his footy talent. I think I've spoken about him on the podcast. He could have been an All-Australian wingman. No dramas in the world. But every second week, Clarko would go, Changa, need you to tag Del Sano. Changa, need you to go to Boomer Harvey.
He just did it.
And he'd just do it. It could. Our whole game plan at one stage was set up around Chance Bateman. So we used to do this thing where structure, we were one of the first to really do proper structures around the footy, obviously. And it used to be ruck contest, fight like anything, handball it back to the winger. So the winger would be standing there out the back because they never rounded you up. They just didn't know how to do that back then. So the winger would be by himself, handball it inside to the next winger who would be like a Clinton Young. By the time that's happened, Chance Bateman would be 70 metres on the other side of the ground on a 45 and you just launch it out in front of Changa. And that was honestly how we played for a long period of time.
I'm going to have to go back and watch some of these tapes.
Watch some Chance Bateman highlights. He's a beautiful footballer.
Yeah.
And one Indigenous lad that we didn't see the best of, and I was so keen to see what he could have done, Carl Peterson. So Kununurra lad.
Yeah.
Skinny legs, could jump over a house.
Has played a couple of games for Snezza.
Has he? There you go.
Yeah.
Old Grookey. He was a missed opportunity, but he could have taken mark of the year, could have taken kick goal of the year. But he played a little bit at Hawthorn and a little bit at Richmond, and then it ended there. But they were there.
No, that wasn't him. This was a bloke of the Northern Territory. I'm trying to figure it out. He went to Hawthorn. There was that famous footage of him that kept playing on draft night where he sold some candy to a donkey or something. It was in the middle of the field.
Oh, Amos Frank.
Amos Frank.
Amos is the chat. There's two quick – well, I'll tell you. A couple of quick ones for Amos Frank. When he got drafted to Hawthorn, English, certainly not his first language. AP Wylands, is that what it's called?
Yeah, that'd be it.
He was given a phone. So with the package, you know, 70,000 rent and a phone or something like that. So the footy club had gone down to Telstra and gone, righto, we need a phone, got him a phone. The plan was like, you know, pay $200 at the start of the month and get $2,000 calls. You know when it was that
something
stage.
You'd never reach.
Anyway, Amos was calling back to his community and the phone was never getting hung up. So he would like be sat at the dinner table for dinner and talk to everyone, and then the phone would go next door to the neighbour's house to talk to Amos, then over to the store owner, chat to him. The bill came through at like $10,000 or something. Old Amos, I love that bloke so much. And then the other one was his first day at Hawthorn in the kitchen. He was wandering around. He's like, Amos, help yourself, mate. Spreads there. And he saw the bananas. I said, mate, go. Yours. Grab the bananas. Anyway, so he's tucking into a banana and loved it. He had this cheeky grin on him too, like a smiling assassin. Anyway, about 2 hours later at Waverley, I looked down in the car park. Amos is getting in his car with the box of bananas. How Amos Frank ended up playing AFL football is an amazing story. Oh. I think they were donkey farmers. I think his grandfather.
Yeah. Okay.
Amazing. Like
unbelievable.
Camels, and what I mean.
And that shows, like, we still, in terms of tapping some of those areas, like the APY lands, the Kimberley, that kind of thing. Like,
Arnhem Land.
It's only just happening. So there was, I went up when, just before Samo Petrefki-Seaton got drafted, I went up to hang out with him in Halls Creek for a few days. We did a bit of a story on it, took some nice pictures. And we were kicking around with him, his brother, who they call Plugger up there, and he was kicking barrels from 70. And then two mates who I didn't think much of. Like, we had a great time. One of them very lippy, the other one a bit quieter, but, you know, then we had all the pictures. And I knew, so the second one, I knew, and, you know, we were friends on Facebook or something. It was back in that era where you became friends on Facebook with everyone you met. And it popped up a few years later, the Gold Coast Suns picked, you know, 98, Jai Farrow. And he wasn't playing at all.
Yeah, right.
So he got picked up. And then I went back to find the photo recently. I was telling someone, and, you know, and Jai Farrow, and he was there, and he wasn't playing footy at that stage, but he's been drafted. The fourth bloke was Ash Johnson, who's now at Collingwood.
Oh, there you go.
Well, I didn't. He's a very quiet lad. So the whole lot of them, and none of them were really playing any.
Yeah. Well, while we're talking about those areas, untapped, so East Arnhem Land, where my parents live, shout out to Jack Redden, and I mentioned him twice now, sent up a whole lot of footy boots and stuff. So went around West Coast and grabbed all the boots, asked boys for, I think, a dozen pairs. He just boxed up and sent up to, Yirrkala's, where my parents are living.
Yeah.
The Yirrkala Tigers or whatever they're called, next game they run out, there's going to be 12 new pairs of Nikes out there. If they don't win, Carly, whoever.
Is this just further enhancing your old man's reputation?
No, that's what he said.
The man who does everything.
That's what he said. The finance man, they call him. He said, this is my in at the footy club.
Oh,
and walk in with 12 pairs of boots or whatever it is. But they're just there. And Dad sits there and marvels at the footy. You know, bare feet, 90% of the players. Mm. Just running around, skills, fun, smile. It's just the way footy should be.
Mm. So back to other footy matters. And West Coast, who obviously get talked about a fair bit on this podcast, they've got sort of one big asset in terms of their rebuild who you just knew that would be a lock and they'll build around him. Mm. That's Oscar Allen.
Still reckon trade him, get two first rounds. You trade pick London before you know you've got four first round draft picks.
Well, now he's...
And again, that's not for your silly little paperback. Trade Oscar. No.
We've got enough going on at the moment.
I'm clearly joking.
But I am, yeah, I'm getting back on the tools tomorrow to do the paper. So if we're a bit light on...
X, can you just say something really outlandish?
Yeah, I'll just go back and pull it. You know, said recently on a podcast.
Yeah.
Oscar Allen, so he's ruled out for the year. He's out. Foot injury, which at the start didn't seem like much.
Is it much, though? Do you know what I mean?
It's enough.
If they were 8-2 or whatever, 8-1, or yeah, if they were Freo at the moment, I can guarantee playing. Oscar Allen wouldn't be on ice, and they would have fast-tracked his...
Yeah, it's a bit... Because it's not... Obviously, you know, people throw... It's the creative team selection that you get when you're trying to go for the number one draft pick kind of area.
But also the mid-season draft.
And the mid-season draft, they need to open up a spot for
them. They need to find two players where they can give two players on their list the arse, quick smart.
Yeah, they just need to open up the space just to get 22 every week.
Yeah, but also, see if they can land a nugget.
Yeah, somewhere. Well, it'd be interesting to see whether they pick up anyone they've been through already or whether they try to go back to the sort of 19-year-old.
Well, would you say they'd pick up anyone you've seen? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know. Florenca. How old's Florenca?
He's younger than you think.
He might be one. He's probably one of the ones that they, that sort of nuggety inside.
Yeah.
But it is a good chance to get a head start on.
I love the waffle, but the pick's just got to be anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Whichever. Yeah. If it's Tassie, just got to find the best.
And probably
player.
Like a 19, 20-year-old, right? Because you want to get ahead of those guys who might get picked up at in the fourth round of the draft later this year.
What was the one last year that did North Melbourne land?
Yeah, he was a key draft. Starts with a J.
But he hasn't done anything this year, has he?
No, hasn't done anything yet. He was in school last year.
Yeah.
Edwards.
Yeah, I can't remember. All I remember was he was going to be a top 10 draft pick, and they snipped him.
He was one of the ones who they missed because they didn't play any footy for 2 years, and then he played a half a season. He's actually really good.
And they go, we'll have him.
Yeah. So I think they've. I saw something on him the other day. It's just more strength and everything they got to put through him.
Okay.
He's a big, tall lad with not much footy behind him in the last 3 years. So he'll take Jason Edwards.
It could be. You could say his name was Peter Pan, and I'd think, okay, that could be right.
So disappointing that Oscar Allen won't get back out there this year, but obviously they need to get those kids in, and that's just kind of where they are at the moment, aren't they, West Coast? I saw...
I was looking today at the odds on Tab Touch, and I think they were $8 or $7. Not saying they're going to beat the Giants, but they're going to nail one side. And it's not this week.
It's going to be somewhere.
Yo, Sheed's around the corner. There's a few other. They're going to nail someone. And I'm just. Keep your powder dry for another week or two. Wait for a few more players to come back. They'll knock someone out at $8 or something.
Just quickly on the Giants. I had the laugh yesterday. Like, you know exactly where you stand with the assistant coach who's come into the interim position when it's his first week in charge. They were like, 8 outs?
I know. And Lockie Whitfield, someone said, that's annoying because it could have been a statement because he's been poor.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Lockie Whitfield omitted as opposed to injured.
Yes.
But I said, well, how do you know that he hasn't hung on and tried his hardest to keep
Leon in a job? Just said, mate, get out of there.
You've got a serious 4-week injury or something.
You've got to hope, though, because he's not been anywhere near the Lockie Whitfield.
Diabolical.
He can be. Nah. Or he is.
That's why I reckon. Who would say no to a Dusty Martin Whitfield trade?
Well, GWS probably still, because they know his ceiling.
Yeah.
And his age.
How old's Lockie?
I reckon Lockie's 25. But Dusty, like, this is the thing with the Dusty one, a couple that have been thrown around. It's like you've only got a couple of years of Dusty.
Yeah, no, but at least it brings some attention to the footy club.
Well, that does help. But I think if they haven't done it by now, they've played in a grand final. Dusty Martin's not going to solve that.
Yeah, maybe not. Would you, a Canelio, Dusty?
Kate's found his age. We want to come in with the voiceover again.
He's 28.
Lucky's 28. And Dusty'd be 30.
Lucky Whitfield's 28. It's going to be something someday, I think.
Yeah. You've got a bit of Tim O'Brien about it.
There is a little bit of Tim O'Brien.
How is that kid going, Tim O'Brien?
I think he's in this week.
Is it? Yeah. No, he's actually been okay at
Young Tim.
Yeah. No, he's been all right at the Bullies.
Yeah.
Down back.
Well, they needed a bit more youth down back.
Yeah.
To build
even Ed Richards, the young kids on the block.
Yeah. One I wanted to throw up was Jack Steele.
Yeah.
Obviously played through a pretty bad shoulder injury last week.
Yeah.
Him going out, let's say, the last 2 years would have been like, that's a Saints for a good 4 or 5 weeks or however long he's on the sidelines. That's a bad block for him. Do you think it doesn't feel that way this time?
No, I was talking to someone the other day about Saints and how I – have you bought into Saints top four?
Yeah, I think –
You have?
I'm like Rhino 80% of the way there.
Okay, so Rhino said he thinks they're the flimsiest side in the eight on – Tuesday when we did the podcast.
Yeah, that was before. I thought that before. Was it Geelong? The Geelong game?
Yeah, no. So he said it this week. And I was a little bit like, yeah, I think that too. Because if Jack Steele's your best player, maybe they're just not. He's a very good player. Outstanding player.
Yeah, but
outstanding.
Not.
But it's not a Dusty. It's not a Petrarca. It's not a Bont. But I think now he's just does everything so well. He's so well-rounded.
Yeah.
It's going to be a hole. But it's not like they go, Jesus, he's been getting 12 clearances a game. How are we going to fill that void?
Yeah, that's right, because he's been
Almost like Sinclair's had an outstanding year.
Yes.
Jack Billings has just returned.
Billings looked good.
Yeah, he did. Gresham's been outstanding. There's almost enough where you go, well, it's not perfect that Jack's not playing.
It's kind of even.
But we can almost, you know, get Jack Billings, rather than getting him play graveyard role every week. You're going to play inside and get your 25 touches. Or Gresham only got 30 on the weekend. They've got enough talent at that level to cover for him. Because he does everything so well, Jack Steele. Outstanding. Could easily win a Brownlow because he's that type of player.
Mm.
But I think you can cover him with enough bits and pieces from four or five can cover.
Yeah, even if Sinclair and we just talked about him 2 seconds ago.
His Gresham name Billings.
Billings. Yeah. Like, if they take, let's say, half of his centre bounces each, I think that's almost a win for them.
And how good's he going to come back, Jack Steele?
Oh, he'll be ready to go.
Those high-grade AC joints, I've done one. I got knocked out, and I was walking off.
Your shoulder?
Yeah, so I got cleaned up, and I was walking to the bench, had blood. It was against Collingwood. I think Cloak got me, and I was walking off, and blood rule, and then they grabbed my arm, and it nearly crippled me. I was like, oh, my God. And they're like, oh, shit, your shoulder's out. So I had to cut the jumper off and everything. Oh, my God. It was so sore.
What are you doing?
All of a sudden, the broken nose was nothing.
What are you doing sitting in front of Cloak?
Remember Josh Hill?
Yeah.
So I was running back and was going to time my jump. Could probably get cleaned up a little bit. But he pushed me in the back. So I've just launched into him and been absolutely mixed.
He was your own teammate at this stage, right?
Yeah, own teammate.
I still remember Josh Hill. He had some good moments. He was a decent footballer. He was never anything special. The derby where he kicked 4 or 5 and won the medal.
He hasn't won a medal, has he?
He won the Glendinning medal. And it was. I was in the box that day and it kept going and nobody was doing anything.
Nah.
It was just even across the park, but he'd kicked 4, I think. And we just, the whole way through the last quarter, was like, he's not going to win the medal, is he? And then he's actually going to win this medal.
He won the Roscoe medal.
Some people really couldn't get over it that day.
I need to work it out. I've got the date. I've got the players up here. What year do you reckon it was? 2015, round 20. I played in that game.
There you go.
Yeah.
What were you doing?
Not kicking 4 or 5 goals.
4 or 5.
Josh Hill, 2015.
Yeah, there you go.
That was the year that Fremantle, we played in round 3.
You both would have been top 4.
Freo kicked the first 10 goals of that game.
No,
we got smacked.
Oh.
But it was like West Coast are hopeless. And I thought we were hopeless. But
and then you made the grand final.
We just turned it around slowly and whacked them the second time around.
Yeah. Josh Hill whacked them.
Yeah, Big Hilly went nuts. Big Hilly went nuts up front.
Final point for this episode, so the AFLW CBA was signed off this week. It's kind of a stopgap one. It's only a one season deal.
Yeah.
So they basically, given that they brought it forward to the end of this year, and now the men and the women come out at the same time, so they can go back to the table with a bit of a sort of wider view on it.
Well, so the season starts and finishes August to November, so it's in that.
Yeah, and they've got that clear air for the grand final and the finals and everything else. I'd be really interested to see sort of what it does in terms of numbers.
Yeah, so 94% increase on average salaries and tiers. So tier one's 72,000, average wage 46. 25.6 million is the investment AFLW players. 420 players to 540, obviously four new teams. The one I love, and it's just so obvious, but you don't even think about it, is the parenting and pregnancy policy goes up to 3 years, not 1 year. So I think if you're having kids, you can sit out for 3 years. Would that be right?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so it says parenting and pregnancy policy supporting up to 3 years from 1 year. So like so Daisy Pierce like, could have had 2 years.
You could be on the external list and you're still with your club.
Must be, yeah.
You don't get delisted.
So it's not something you obviously think about in the men's game. But at what stage, so that's $25 million. Obviously it's a growing game and four new teams I think is a massive mistake.
I agree with you there.
I think it's going to be hard viewing because the talent is just going to be thin now.
Which is why I think they left it at 10 games.
Yeah.
So it's only 10-game regular season.
So at what stage do they need to see bang for their buck, the AFL?
I don't think the AFL is expecting to see bang for their buck for, 5 years.
Okay.
This is just the next step of it. And
It needs to work. And whether they chop it back to 10 teams and go, sorry, 18 wasn't working.
Well, they've set the bar at this is where we want to be. So we'll put the infrastructure in place and then bring the talent along with us. And I think we're seeing a lot of the girls who are coming into it now as draftees.
Mm.
Like it's already, if you draft well, you can significantly improve your side.
But you can't draft well.
Well, no, how do you draft well
when you've got no access to anyone? Well, if you're WA, you can't draft anyone else other than WA people.
Well, luckily, the best girl in the country is from WA this year, Ella Roberts.
Well, good, because West Coast...
They need some help, yeah. They're one of their probably best...
They'll be offering every player $74,000. I'll say, no thanks.
Yeah, one of their best two young players has said she's on the market. But Michaela Bowen.
Yeah, not big, to be honest. I've watched every week of West Coast Girls. I think we got better.
You're telling me you watch every week of the West Coast Women's
League? I'm part owner of the AFLW Fantasy.
Oh, true. That is right.
So there's a reason why I keep a close eye on it.
I'm looking forward to doing that this time around now that I actually know how to play fantasy properly.
Yeah.
Because I had no idea when I went over the summer. And
okay.
I won big on some players, but I couldn't do anything with it.
But then it actually makes it a little bit more difficult for some of the girls, I'd imagine. So if you're tier one, 70s, whatever it was. You can almost say, right, I'll work full-time. A day or two, I'm full-time or whatever. 40 is an awkward wage.
Yes, it is.
Because you're still going to be asked to commit. You don't get to go to the coach, I'm tier two, I'm not training Wednesdays, I've got to work.
Yeah, but it does remind me of a little bit of the GAA, the Irish system, where a lot of them who play, because obviously that's an amateur sport, they don't get paid, a lot of them are students through the early years, and I think this is where that gap will be. So if you're coming in as an 18-year-old and getting $40,000, well, you're probably laughing.
And you're doing uni three days a week.
Yeah, you're laughing because that'd be what you'd be getting as a part-time job.
Yeah, anyway. Okay.
So it's probably where the
is your commitment any greater than the Waffle or State League?
Yeah, it's a good question. Although it obviously is because of the away trips.
Yeah. The VFL, though.
Yeah, probably not. The VFL, in terms of the hours required.
I don't know.
I'll have to check it out. Yeah,
it's good. I'm glad to see the wages going up, but I'll be interested to see what the plan is, the 5-year plan.
Yeah, and this is why, and I share your concerns about the too many teams too quickly. I thought that even with the last one.
Yeah, mate, way too many.
But obviously, if you know where you're going and you can just charge ahead and hope they catch up.
You can't charge ahead for 5 years. Well, people are going to go.
Well, people
no
have
one,
been going.
No one will go watch a West Coast game.
Yeah, but they hope that the other ones make up for that on the other side.
No, but they've got the biggest support. Like, who's going to go watch any of that?
But there's a lot of people who go to Fremantle Oval for the Fremantle girls.
Because they're the top two team.
They're good team.
Top three team.
And they'll even the rusted
ons. There's going to be 10 teams that are deplorable.
And then Adelaide. Tens a stretch.
Then Adelaide are going to be, like, the usuals are going to be, the originals.
Yeah, well, the theory was Adelaide was so strong for a while because they didn't have anyone to compete with in the draft over there. Now, Port Adelaide come in, but Port Adelaide have also poached, Freo's best forward. They've probably poached a couple from Melbourne clubs.
Aaron Phillips.
And Aaron Phillips from Adelaide, which they knew they would cannibalise Adelaide a bit, but they were happy with that.
What about Adelaide's press conference? They couldn't even name the club.
Oh, yeah.
Did you say that?
An expansion club.
Yeah, and she's opted to go to an expansion club. Didn't say that she's gone next door.
Mate, she's just done just about more for you, for your team more? Than anyone could have ever
go
done.
Go name another, apart from Chelsea Randall, who's WA girl.
Yeah.
Go and name another one. Another player.
From Adelaide?
Yep.
The first year they had Tex.
No. I think she's a Hawk now.
Ebony Marinoff?
Okay. Erin Phillips did an absolute stack for the Adelaide.
And then she went over to Port Adelaide, who she was going to in the first place anyway, because her dad's a multi premiership.
How many premierships did he win?
He won four?
Eight.
He won, Jesus.
Eight premierships.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So they've done very well in their recruiting.
Yeah, so looking at this, Richmond, you know,
Richmond fired some shots last year without being great.
Yeah, West Coast had a percentage of 42, St Kilda had a percentage of 53, Gold Coast 68. Oh, I just think you're finding another 120 players.
So over the last time they did it, they expanded. I think most clubs except West Coast had took a few steps forward.
Yeah.
This last season just gone. But yeah, I'm worried about the next batch that come in too.
Hawthorn, we don't need to be crap again. We're just getting the men back on track.
You don't want to be crap across the board. Well, West Coast now in the
double spoon.
They're a chance of going triple spoon, which is a waffle team as well.
The triple spoon.
They're a chance of a triple spoon year, West Coast. And if the women's season starts in August,
it could be a quadruple. If it's done by November, it's a quadruple spooning.
Oh, good.
Nah, I think West Coast will finish above North.
Yeah, there's a chance.
All right. God give them strength.
Yeah, get into the
Hardball Bets. Thanks to the Tab Touch app.
It is time for the Hardball Bets. Thanks to the Tab Touch app. I'm going to go, not really a fairy tale one, but the old stick it to the old mob bet for the week. Ben Brown to score at least 5 goals against North Melbourne.
Jeez.
$3.50.
Yeah, I don't mind that. I'm going to go a little double here, Nick. So just a trendy little double. I'm going to go with tonight Sam Walsh, most disposals, Group A. Mm-hmm. Sam Walsh, most disposals, Group A. Into Cam Guthrie at $7. We're hitting $21 here. It was $21. Guthrie into Walsh, $21, most disposals, Group A for the first two games of the round.
That's not too bad at all.
Me. And have you got Rhinos there?
Yeah, so Rhino's going to take Frio to cover the line, which is 23.5.
Which is going to be wet.
$1.90. Yeah. It's going to be wet on
Sunday.
What
about the similar styles me and Rhino have?
How's that?
Completely outlandish bet by me. Won't come off.
And then Rhino, he goes $1.90.
Rhino, yes, the 7 newsreader, just keeping it simple.
Straight down the line. All right, that's been the Hardball Gets AFL Show, the 6 points. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, make sure you do that. Tell your friends, and we'll see you back on, I think we'll try it for Monday.
Yeah, Monday's a lock.
Monday with the...
Mate, I can't get COVID again. I'm good.
So, yeah, this is a... I'm worried now.
I'm breathe.
Yeah, don't breathe. Don't breathe. Mate, there's been enough of it in this studio already. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.